Starting in January, Washington workers will see a deduction in their paychecks to pay for a first-in-the-nation long-term care benefit. It will pay for a nursing home bed or even in-home care, but there's an opt-out period for people who have private long-term care insurance. That deadline is November 1st, but as Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports, if you don't already have a plan, it's likely too late.
Angela Beattie realized months ago that she wanted to opt out of the state's new long-term care program.
We made a family personal decision that it would be in our best interest to try and find private long-term care insurance.
So Beattie went to work researching. She quickly realized she and her husband could get a lot more benefit for the same money in the private market. But she kept running into a problem. No one would write her a policy. That's because she's pregnant. The company said they would cover her after she gives birth and is medically cleared, but her due date isn't until after the state's November 1st opt-out deadline.
It's an equity issue, as far as I see. It's a big equity issue.
As Beattie kept looking for a company that would take her, she noticed something. It seemed the private long-term care insurance market was in retreat. One company told her they were no longer accepting applications from people under 40. Washington's November 1st deadline, which the legislature established this year, had created a sudden frenzy. Companies were inundated with inquiries and applications. Adam Kudo is an Olympia area health insurance broker.
I received more interest in this type of policy in the last few months than I had in the previous 4 years.
Kudo says he sold a few policies, but then, like Beattie, he started to see companies halt sales.
Well, as we speak today, I know I don't have a carrier that still sells the policy in Washington State.
Currently, 32 companies are licensed to sell some kind of long-term care coverage in Washington, but the state's insurance commissioner says most have suspended sales until the opt-out deadline passes. The commissioner's office is hearing from frustrated consumers. So are state lawmakers, like Democrat Meelin Tai of Bellevue.
My own cousin called me, and she too was very frustrated of the lack of availability in the private market.
Representative Tai says long-term care insurance has always been expensive and not widely available. It's one of the reasons she voted to create the state program back in 2019. But she was surprised to see the private market shut down.
It is not a surprise to me or to us.
This is Jesse Sloan of the American Association for Long-Term Care Insurance. He says the long-term care insurance industry is small and was not equipped to handle a big surge in applications.
This, unfortunately for Washington residents, is frustrating because everything that they read or everything that they hear says to them, hey, you have until November 1st to do this. And suddenly they're calling and people are saying, no, you really don't have any options left.
Sloan says the company suspended sales because they didn't think they could process all of the applications in time, and also because of concerns that some people planned to drop coverage as soon as they were exempt from the payroll tax. Democratic State Representative Nicole Macri is a member of the commission overseeing the new state program. She would have preferred a narrower opt-out provision. Now she says the focus needs to be on making sure the new state program delivers and remains solvent.
The Washington Cares program is not intended to compete with private market plans for long-term care. It is intended to address a public policy challenge.
That challenge, says Macri, is Washington's population is aging, most residents will eventually need at least some long-term care, and the state is not prepared to pay for that through Medicaid. As for Angela Beattie, she eventually found one insurer who would cover her despite her pregnancy, but she says the policy is not nearly as good as what she'd hoped for. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.